from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Seventh, the game.
I think it's a fascinating question. Man, if it's true, and I can only assume it is because it was reported, and I'll just ask you this, Goo. According to reports, and it's, we talked about it before, but we've thought it's unusual, but why in May, weeks before free agency, a month or so before free agency, why would Joe Lacob invite Klay Thompson to golf in L.A. and not bring up the contract?
I'll never. Like,
why
it's
not?
It's maddening. I don't know. And I'm going to say this to that. We saw the goodbye presser from Bob Myers, and I'm taking him at his word. Joe Lacob act like that was the first time he even thought that Bob was leaving. So I don't know. And Joe Lacob, I can't argue with what he's done, but when you talk about treating people, especially ones that you climbed great heights, there has to be an ending. And this sounds like not only on the golf course was that subject not broached, there never was, hey, let me speak to you in my office, Klay. You know, we had a good run. That, like, how does that not happen?
I don't know.
We're not talking about Ian Clark's of the world, and I love you. We're talking about Klay Thompson. But then on the flip side, after you break bread with Draymond, who drives to your house, and you guys watch Netflix or do whatever, he comes out, gets in his car, 4 years, 100 milli, but Klay Thompson can't even get a goodbye, or you know what? We're moving on. I love you. But Draymond's like a brother to Joe. He's quoted as saying that. But how does Klay not? Remember, I kept telling you, I went to Philadelphia. The brotherly love, Klay's going to be able to play that credit card. He didn't have it from Joe.
We don't know that. Let me tell you, you don't treat brothers like that on the golf course
and not talk about your future.
Well, hold on. What if I have an explanation? You ready?
You didn't give it to the guy.
What if I have an explanation? Oh. Joe Lacob and the Warriors were prepared to move on from Draymond Green. Draymond Green proactively drove to Lacob's house and told Joe Lacob, unprompted, how much he wanted to be a Warrior. Joe Lacob invited Klay Thompson to golf. What if Lacob was thinking,
wow,
this will be Klay's opportunity to tell me how much he really wants to be here? And for whatever reason, he didn't.
What? I'm not just doing this for effect. Stani, that's the first. Raise it. But what does that mean? I can't tell you what it means.
I just can tell you maybe that's a scenario.
I think these guys are too. I'm blown away. But wow. I got to give you that.
Or
you just treated him the wrong way. Well, I wouldn't. Stani, come on. You tell, could you imagine our boss doing that to one of us? I don't care what you, who it is. That's just not a Burger King, man. You don't treat loved ones like that. And Clay was a loved one.
I know you're going to think this is a crazy explanation, and that's fine. And I'm not saying it's the case, but maybe in a way, Lacob was kind of oblivious. How, Steiny? That's crazy. Well, maybe by that time, Clay, or rather Lacob, knew it was pretty much over, and it was just almost more symbolic. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to just my way of kind of saying thank you and maybe have a chat. And it never happened, but good to see you. I don't know.
Do you, let me ask you this.
I don't have an answer for that.
I want a numeric answer from you. How many times do you think Joe and Clay got face to face to talk about his future?
Zero.
That's
even over the course of the season.
Yeah, no, just
well, in fairness, that's what your agent is for.
Well, Draymond bypassed his agent when he went down to 1-on-1,
and he's in the vast minority of people who do that. And he probably, as I think we can all agree, had an ulterior motive.
And you didn't say, "Goo, I think you're wrong," but you do find it peculiar if this is how it went down. That
it's
I
weird.
Would invite you to a golf course.
It's weird, yeah.
And we've been together for I drafted you. Yeah. We've won 4 chips. I've seen your darkest days. I can't even give you the proper goodbye.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, it
that
does.
Would. Hey, Stoddy, it would. That would hurt me like all outdoors.
And maybe again, I don't know. It's to me, it is a mystery. It's weird. It's weird if it's true, and I do believe it's true.
Wow.
Maybe Lacob wanted Clay.
You think?
Maybe that was Lacob's way of giving Clay an opportunity to tell him what Draymond told him.
And Clay
him.
Wasn't about that life, because that's why he told
He's
Steph, don't
player.
Go. If
you go.
If I got to get it by you guys having to go talk to him, mm-hmm. I don't want it.
There you go. Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, guys. Good talking to you again.
Mm-hmm.
Look, here's my theory about it.
Okay.
The conversation did happen, but it was before the golf day. They had the conversation, especially after what happened within the playoffs. You know, I'm not going to say, like, just because he went 0-for-0, et cetera. I'm not saying that's the case. But you had to know that Lacob and Clay, and who knows, maybe even Steph, and Dre were in on some sort of, like, you know, inside conversation with Lacob about it. Who knows?
Right.
I doubt it. But at the same time, you're going to have to look at it as we're going to try to honor you as much as possible with giving you the amount of money. But I still think Clay was offended, and maybe it has something coming off the bench as well. Who
right.
knows?
Yeah.
We don't know. At the same time, I think the golf game was a personal goodbye between Lacob and Clay at this point.
I
think that's what it was. Go ahead, Steiny.
No, I don't disagree with
when
that.
Let me jump in. When is a goodbye ever completed without saying goodbye?
That's a good question, Goo. And honestly, I think the goodbye was already done. I think this was just more of a formality at this point.
Wow. I could see that being a scenario, Mike. I could.
Good stuff.
Thanks for the call.
Here I go, Stoddy. This is fascinating. Do you think Lacob might have been offended that Clay turned down that 2-for-48?
Well, I don't know.
But it could have started there from Lacob if that could have set him off to where, dude, what?
I mean, I don't know what happened, but I do think there's a scenario in which maybe Mike's right. In essence, at that point, Joe thought it was over pretty much and figured, yeah, Clay knows it's over because we haven't talked all year. He turned down the offer. We never gave him any other offer. We both are grown men
Hold
here.
Hold on, you're forgetting the 2-for-40 that came back from Clay's camp.
Well, again, if that's true and Clay said, I'll go 2-for-40 and the Warriors never got back to him, Lacob may have viewed that as, yeah, okay, we both know it's over. I didn't respond. He knows we didn't respond. Wow. It's over. We both know it. So come down, have golf, and let's shake hands at the end, and good luck in free agency. We don't have to talk about anything. Like, there was no last-ditch effort to make.
Christmas Day should be Warriors at Dallas or Dallas at Golden State. That should be his his when he comes back should be on one of those opening night or Christmas Day.
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
I think,
don't like your scenario. That's too cold for me.
But
I don't like that ending of, yeah, we're not going to talk about it, but we know what it is. Hell nah. That's why the dude's in another uniform. And I'm not saying he should have got his chips, but treat the guy with some respect and dignity to say, Steiny, it's been a great run. Look around, man. We just can't give you what you need. We can't have you as we.
But
this
right.
is we're at the end, no. boys to men, the like, end of the road.
But Goo, that's the point.
Give a hug and like brace or dap.
Right, that's the point. We all would have expected that to happen.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what we all thought would happen. So my question is, why didn't it? What is it about Joe Lacob where he was golfing with Clay Thompson in late May and he didn't bring it up? Why didn't Clay bring? I mean, I get why Clay maybe never brought it up, but I'm not. It is weird. It's very strange. Here's what I'm interested in. What do Warrior fans think of that? Because maybe some Warrior fans out there say, there's no way that happened.
No, they're on here saying they can't believe that nothing was discussed. Like, and when you're a boss, Steiny, you like to me, the owner, and I drafted you, and I should know that you want to stay here, and you battle back all through the darkness with your injuries. I'm going to at least give you that convo to tell you it's a wrap, Saran.
I actually think part of it could be, or one mm-hmm. explanation could be, that Lacob did think it was over. And it was just a gesture. Like, it was his gesture of, look, let's hit some golf balls down in Riviera. We're not going to discuss your contract. We all know what's going on there. Let's just play some golf.
This is our version of goodbye.
Yeah.
What? Wow.
I mean, if anybody else, like, this is one of those things where I do wonder how fans feel, because maybe there's some fans out there that say, I can't believe these guys are talking about this because there's no way it happened. I don't know. I think it did happen.
Meaning they never spoke.
Yeah. And then why not? I mean, it does. It's weird.
Okay.
If somebody can explain it to me, I'm all ears.
I want to add something else to this. So you use the word weird. I'm right with you. I got to go to this because we saw it in real time. Joe Lacob on the Bob Myers going away presser basically told the world he got wind of Bob trying to leave. So I bring that up to say is maybe that's a mechanism within Joe to where, like, Bob's probably looking there and he did look like do you really believe that? And whatever got Lacob to believe that was just happening or he didn't get wind of it may have something to do with his thought process in, I'm giving Clay the proper treatment in his mind, but he's not. That was, if I'm Clay Thompson and I'm his daddy, girl, whatever, Steiny, the Warriors did me dirty. And maybe they didn't do it on purpose, but the way I was handled was an insult. And the slam dunk on that is going golfing and not even the subject, not even coming up. My God, I don't wish that on my worst enemy.
I have another theory, possibility, following up on what you said. Let's say it's true that Lacob didn't see Myers leaving like he said. Okay, fair. What if this golf event or this golf match, they played golf in late May. It wasn't over at that point.
Mm.
They still had all of June to possibly do something into free agency. Maybe Lacob was, in a way, as oblivious about Clay as he was about Myers. Uh-huh. If what he said about Myers is true, and maybe Lacob was just like, yeah, I'm going to invite Clay to go golfing, and you know what? We still have a month, and maybe we'll be able to figure it out, but I think we can get Clay back, but I'm just going to golf with him down in L.A. because that's my way of being respectful. I don't know.
I would hope it would be that.
Yeah. I find that very, very fascinating. And then what does it matter in the long term?
Uncle Looney says, Goo acts like he was on the fourth on the golf course. You don't know what was said. But it was reported, right, Uncle Looney, that the by people in the know that the contract subject matter did not come up. Yeah. And I would have been, my wife would have told me, what the hell are you going to golf and you better talk about that contract or your future. And it's okay to talk about it. But he's left without really having that one-on-one.
Sometimes it's easier to do it that way.
Well, I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
I've had many of relationships, and I'm the guy, when I end it, I don't ghost you. I owe you, hey, it's not you, it's me. But it's over. I don't do that. They ghosted him if this stuff is true. Clay, I'm rooting for you. You gotta be hurt.
510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Clay doesn't seem to be the type to discuss his contract anyway. I completely agree with that. Like, I can totally understand.
Well, he told Richard Jefferson on the Christmas Day game coming off the elevator, tell him to pay me my money. I hear you. But
I'm talking about the golf.
He said that to Richard.
I'm talking about the golf. Like, yeah. This one scenario I could see very easily is Clay not bringing it up, because I don't know that I would either. I mean, wow, I would assume, man, I'm going golfing with the owner, and he would be the one to bring it up.
Yeah.
He's the employer. And maybe Clay, I don't know that I would bring it up either if we're getting to 15 or 16 late in the round. And it's like, wow, it's obvious, like, nothing's going on here today. I mean, it's easy. Like, maybe you would have been like, Joe, what's going on? I would have been like, oh, my God, this is weird. But whatever, I'll leave after 18. And I'll be looking at
other
teams.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Now, if that went down, which I believe it did, that's what prompted Clay to say, you know what, Curry, Dre, don't even bother. Because what signal I was sent was, I am not wanted.
Mm-hmm. Very possible. Very possible.
Okay, because then people don't think I'm... Then how does Draymond's...
I told you, I told you, Draymond went to Lacob and told him, I want to be here, I want to be here, I want to be here.
And I don't get mad at Dre for doing that,
okay,
too.
And Lacob gave
mouth in. Don't get fed.
What if Lacob said, you know what? You know what, Goo? We knew Draymond wanted to be here. We knew Clay didn't.
Wow.
Period.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.